podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone and welcome to Lost in Appalachian Mon, episode number 30. And this time we watched Dopamon's Love, Gourmet, Aply Mary, Pro Attack.
It sucked. Can we go home now?
Okay, well that's it for the episode. On to
bye.
Favorite bits. I actually thought that the food looked really good, and I always love anime food.
Sure.
Like, I always love whenever they go around and look at foods in anime, and that's something I really liked about Spirited Away, is that food looked really nice. I mean, the best food will always be in Studio Ghibli films, but the food here wasn't too terrible.
I want to spotlight how desperate you are to find good things about this episode.
She died. That was good.
No, we'll get there. But what you've literally just said is, you know what was good? It looked a bit pretty. It looked kind of nice.
Yeah, well, it wasn't as... I think I liked this episode better than the last episode, at least. The running away from home episode.
I'm just saying, it's what people say about bad books with nice covers. You're like, I liked it looked good on the
well,
shelf.
Well, I hear that you can't judge a book by a cover, though, Jay.
No, you can't. Which is why you can't judge the episode by how nice the food is.
Yes, well, the food looked good. And I liked how it was an airy episode, because I like airy.
It's not really an airy episode. It's a Dokkamon episode.
Yeah, I like how, I guess, airy was jealous of Dokkamon and called him a cheater.
That's
that was
so
cute.
Stupid. That's miscellaneous at best.
But I did like how she died, and I think that sort of saved the episode. Cause
let's be clear about that.
Well, we got
she didn't just die. They deleted. They took her like the server of her app down,
yeah.
And that's why she appeared to die.
Yeah,
she just disappeared.
And that was some interesting sort of world building of what happens when an app is taken down from the store, or if the servers go down. What happens to the Appmon? And the answer is, kind of just goes into the air and explodes.
And they just go away. And it turns out that also they can be brought back if you bring the app back. But they will change design, arguably because of the new owner, arguably because of a new design of the app.
Yeah.
Or I'm thinking that it's like a Star Trek teleporter issue, where it's like disassembling the molecules and then reassembling them, where... Yes, the thing before and afterwards has all the memories, but the thing before is dead, and the thing afterwards is a new object.
Oh, I would say it's a new one. It's probably got, it's got her memories, and maybe it has some of her personality, but it has a different look. And
also, it doesn't have her love.
Yeah, it doesn't have her love, so she's a lot more serious. So I think that with the UI change, that she got a different look, and then maybe she got a personality change with the new owners.
Okay, so negative bits. This episode sucked.
Yeah, the episode was like, had basically just, it was again, like the last episode wasn't Appmon until like the last 5 minutes when the Racemon showed up and caused havoc. It's a bit weird that it caused havoc, considering it didn't really make sense. It was kind of like this Mario Kart app that for some reason was affecting cars.
Supposedly it affected the navigation apps. That's what they told us at the end.
No. But the cars, that they said the cars just would not go.
Well, so I know, but also
almost,
Haru says.
Yeah?
He says it messed with the navigation app.
I don't think Haru knows. That's the thing, because the people who were having car troubles were saying, oh yeah, my car just won't move. So I think that maybe there might be like some automated car that relies on some server, but Racemon is a video game app, so it shouldn't have any problem, like it shouldn't interfere with actual driving. It should only be to do with video games. It's weird.
But it was Haru in the omniscient end of episode narrator form who was telling you what we learned today and said, what is Racemon? Oh, he messed with the navigation. I don't know.
That's just weird.
You can't be more clear than that. But at the same time, Racemon's like, yeah, I put everyone on the sticky pads because it's like a video game. So it also feels like they shouldn't be moving. But when he was taken off, all the things went back online, just the navigations.
Yeah, so it's a bit messed up. It seemed like he was basically shoehorned in because they had to make it Appmon still.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And yeah, it was very much sort of like forcing of, oh, we have this design. What can he do? Oh, I guess he can affect cars. And I guess the whole sticky pads thing makes sense because he is a video game app. But yeah, we're just, it felt kind of forced in.
It is.
To say, okay, we have to have a bad guy for them to fight, or otherwise it's not Appmon. Let's just force this one in there. And it was for the last few minutes, Eugene got it. Oh no.
It doesn't matter who gets them.
Easily beaten by shut down, then Dokkamon punches him. That's about it.
The fight's not the interesting part of this, but also we have another very ham-fisted, very basic moralistic storytelling, just about how to take criticism. And I guess how to do reviews, and that's all it was. only one step up from last episode's Don't Run Away From Home, Children.
Because at least this one had Atmon with the L-virus in it, because, oh, guess what? There are threats, remember? Remember the threats?
I don't think I care about that. I just think the whole thing's a stupid ham-fisted story.
And when we're watching this, you turned to me and you said, the only thing that can save this episode is UMA Hunter J showing up.
He should have! They were walking around in a trench coat. He should have been like... He didn't even need to do much. He needed to walk up to him and be like, ma'am, I'm looking for some UMAs.
Have you seen any?
You look interesting. What if I... Look under your hat! And she's like, bam! Wipes him in the face. Like, anything,
you can't look under a lady's hat.
Anything would have been really funny there. Mm. And they just chose not to do anything.
I really hope that's not a one-off character. He's too well-designed.
He has a character design. What is this guy?
Because, as I said last episode, the kid and the family are very generic. This character has, like, thought and design, so I hope he comes back. And I was like,
you UMA Hunter Jay!
Is he going to come back?
And he's just me!
Is he, like, the... Is he going to be, like, the president of L Corp or something?
No, we already know the president of L Corp. He's the butler.
No, he's in the intro. He's some kid. He's, like, a high school kid.
What?
He's in the intro.
How do we know that's president of L Corp?
Oh, because it's been revealed in other sources that he is. When they first signed, they're like, oh yeah, by the way, he owns Elk. He has like a high, he's like a CEO of some big company. Could it be that company? And in the intro, he's just standing with some Elk Corp looking things.
Right.
So, yeah. Cause I guess
good job.
Yeah, so remember when there was plot in Atmon?
No, it's been too long.
Favorite character? You can't say UMA Hunter.
No,
because
it was the it was the guy who owned the restaurant. He was really nice.
Yes, he was. I love the sort of like ma and pa store. Like, oh, we might have to shut down soon because a bigger one opened near the
McDonald's
station.
McDonald's opened up.
Yeah, or the Lotteria.
There used to be there wasn't enough food in my day, so now I want to make sure that
all
for the rest
kids
of my
eat.
Days everyone gets the food. Oh, it's so sweet.
And you wanted to eat the food.
I did. It looked delicious.
It looks so good.
I love, and katsudon is like my favorite.
Yeah, that's what you always order.
Oh, it looked awesome.
To be fair, I always order it too, because it's really good.
Oh, I'd eat that right now.
Me too. I would eat anything.
I'm so hungry.
So it's funny that we had an eating challenge yesterday, and now
we killed it.
Yeah, we killed it. I think I posted about this on social media, but we ate a kilogram burrito yesterday.
Krilligan.
One each, and to win a Lucha Libre mask at the Mexican place, and it was very great.
I'll do a brief review. Eating the double burrito from Mad Max was like being in the sweltering heat of Mexico, but not getting robbed. I would recommend.
You can't say that.
And what, you didn't?
Nice.
You didn't get robbed.
Well, I went to Mexico and I didn't get robbed. Everyone was very nice.
So same here.
Well, we were in the rain because I had my dog with me.
I didn't say anything negative. In fact, it was a positive.
You can get robbed anywhere, Jay.
That's true. Well, you were in Texas and you didn't get robbed. Isn't that great?
You were in Melbourne and you didn't get robbed.
If you don't like it, you can edit it.
You were in Melbourne. You didn't get king hit.
By a guy
named Damo.
That'd be a really good one if we had the king size food.
Yeah.
This king size avocado. Why have I reached for that one? Well, this king size burger is like being in a nice day in Melbourne in which there are seven different kinds of weather and you don't get king hit.
By a guy named Damo. You have to.
By a guy named Damo. That's it.
That's the thing. You come to Melbourne, you're probably going to get king hit by a guy named Damo.
Or Barry.
Or Bazza.
Bazza!
No, but you can tell about how little we have to say about this episode. Like, last episode, we actually spoke a lot about the Running Away From Home episode. We spoke a lot about the episode and why it was bad. And I think that was one of our longest Apley episodes. But there wasn't anything, like, glaringly bad about this episode. It's just that...
What's important
there
is
wasn't
if
much
they,
good.
If they make a list of Atmon episodes you need to watch, this is not on it. You can skip this entirely and miss literally nothing.
Yeah, and that this was definitely just solid filler. Well, not even solid filler, it was just filler. It was the fillerest of filler, but it wasn't terribly boring.
It was pretty boring.
Oh, look, I thought it was fine.
You're very forgiving.
I thought it was cute. It's still better than Frontier.
Yep, okay. We'll have to give you that.
But in comparison to the filler episode we just watched for Digimon Frontier and the train episode, that was filler, but they had a spare little bit. But the Bergamon Frontier episode was better than this Atmon episode.
Fair enough.
Because that was good.
Can't argue.
Any other miscellaneous bits?
Wow, Eri wants to bang Dokomon.
Yeah, that
real
was...
weird.
Well, she didn't say she wanted to bang him.
Oh, she called him a cheater because he kissed somebody.
No, someone kissed him.
She doesn't know that.
Mm,
she said, okay. You kissed? You're a cheater.
So for ranking, this is ranked at the third last.
Which is really second last.
Yeah, which is really second last because the recap episode is kind of like, eh. So next time we'll be watching episode 31, Journey with a Companion? Tripmon's Trip of Fear. I really like Tripmon, so I'm really excited to see him in the anime because I have him in the 3DS game and I have his chip on my shelf and he's really cute. And yeah,
Tripmon's cool. Yeah,
you can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter and you can find us on lostintranslationmon on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will and a Reddit thread in the Appmon subreddit. And we'd really super duper appreciate it if you would review us on iTunes, Stitcher, whatever podcast listening device that you listen thing on app. Yes. We have a website which you can view to check out our weekly polls for our main show and our upcoming episodes and, of course, our Apple ranking. And you can also find a link there to our Patreon, which is linked in the description as well. And you can start doing that from as little as $1 a month, which gets you access to our listener Slack chat group. But higher levels get you things like exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, Skype calls with May and Jay, and more.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, talks about Pokemon and Digimon. Stevie, who is Stevie Padmon on Tumblr. It changed! Yeah.
So Stevie is taking commissions now for these Digimon and cartoon mashups, so...
I've been thrown off here.
There was like Dracomon, but it's also Scooby-Doo, and there's Lopmon, but it's Bugs Bunny.
That was cute, we saw those.
Yeah, it's Stevie Padmon on Tumblr.
And Wuchinglong at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong, MetalMimamon, Joe, Anime Guy, who's Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishpol Bamba, Hiro Lado, who's @HiroLado on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who's Frost Magic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Rees, who's @Wildwing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast you can find on SoundCloud, Shisai, you can follow at Shisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, the Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can find at bagubarago.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitch Goat, Azra McCool, and Nicholas.
And you can also make a one-off donation to our PayPal, which you've linked in the description, and it's paypal.me/Urgemon, and make sure to listen to the podcast. See you guys next time.
Bye-bye. Bye.